From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. One of the schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram militants in an infamous mass kidnapping in northeast Nigeria has been rescued. The schoolgirl is the first to be rescued since members of the Islamist militant group stormed the government secondary school in the town of Chibok in April of 2014 and abducted nearly 300 girls. Many escaped immediately after the kidnapping, but over 200 remain missing. Reporter Chris Stein is following the story and shared with VOA the girl's condition.
I understand she's healthy, but I've heard with a baby that she'd given birth to while she was in captivity, as well as a husband who was a former, a fellow captive who she had met while she was in wherever she was.
Officials and activists expressed hope regarding those still being detained. The United States government's top intelligence official says he's seen indications of foreign hackers attempting to spy on the U.S. presidential candidates. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said he had seen some indications and expects as campaigns intensify, there will most likely be more. Clapper, whose remarks came Wednesday at a cybersecurity event in Washington, said FBI and Homeland Security Department officials are working with the presidential campaigns to counter any cyber threats. Two earthquakes measuring over a magnitude of 6.5 hit the coast of Ecuador Wednesday, just 1 month after a devastating earthquake hit the same area. No damage has been reported and there is no risk of tsunami, according to a tweet posted by President Rafael Correa. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center also confirmed that there was little or no risk. This is VOA.